the more people get civilized, the more their barbarism is manifested through their bourgeois extensions. And as soon as a hint of truth manages to be mentioned by the public opinion, it is immediately decapitated. And as soon as human faculties are technified, they come to interfere with other humans, and laws are implemented restricting their freedom. And the very fact that we had to vivisect the world in order to scientifically understand it has kept it in pieces. And the whining of official intellectual during the time of economic recession is one more reason to keep unofficial. And there is a main difference between believing to be a god on earth and therefore putting up a dangerous attitude and being part of a universal and therefore delicate divinity. And what we consider freedom is the ability to decide within a given framework, and yet the ultimate freedom is to create our own framework. And the primitive intuition is what modern humans consider counterintuitive. And religions as well as ideologies become dogmatic to provide an apparatus of meaning to the void created by an increasingly bourgeois society. And it is not about being open or close-minded, but it is about being able to transcend with our thought all ready-made notions. And what modern humans avoid understanding is that all the life ought to be sacrificed in order for new life to flourish. And those who are pleased of despotism are the very same who can only live on drinking strong liquor. And we can either be oceans and reflect, or be mountains and want to be reflected. And the greatest ability of the scientifically minded is to turn the unexpected in what should have been expected. And in a rich kingdom, we can be assured that it is very good to be rich and very bad to be poor. And only without the comfort of a community, we can remove the vain numbness that hinder us from developing a true sensibility for our human being. And after setting our priority to make it very consistent, we shall put it in the back of our head and let time do the job for us. And the way social mindset excludes any form of originality is to blame for all the subsequent prejudices. And the only difference between the opposing party is that if in one all the ignorance concentrate in the leader, in the other it is distributed among the members. And the only way to hinder the total consumption of the natural resources is to balance out our worldly ambitions with more spiritual ones. And the main injustice is that there is no justice for those who shows their doubt for a system of justice. And as public sites of interest get regulated, they will but get congested until a new site can be found. And in the end, it's only a matter of engineering within our own daily lives, our own ways of channeling with the divine. And to preserve worldly things, we ought to base them on the ground, while to preserve spiritual things, we ought to keep them on the move. And in order for anything to achieve a contemplative state, it ought to be crowned either naturally or artificially. And our brothers in our nomadic life becomes the worst of enemies as soon as we switch to sedentarism. And the natural power of the wheel, bringing so much life, turns destructive as soon as it is quantified to compete with one another. And great part of our strength is determined by the endurance of our weaknesses in our weakest state. And we ought to be on time based on our natural clock, letting time itself taking its full course. And the more the culture industry expands, the more its manager lacks any culture, and the more producers ought to rescue culture out of it. And the best present we can do is the ability to enjoy the present without the presence. And there is an official culture exhausting itself with the wave it is riding, but there's also an unofficial culture keeping on swimming against the current. And in the highly engineered society, the little added value becomes in the long run the only values the social members can grip on. And it is the fear of staining one's own reputation by taking too many responsibilities that is shaping our society. And unless we learn to accept our mortality, we will stop welcoming anything alien as soon as our comfort will diminish. If what kills us is the expectation of reaching one goal, what keeps us alive is the daily reaching of small goals. And in the feeble state we are put, waiting for social credits, rather than killing each other, it is our relationship with society we have to consider killing. And having to redo things, the enthusiasm may come less, but what we have done previously may come of help. And the only difference between humans prior and after technology fully substitute them is that the latter keeps whining without ever going to rest. And in our vain pride we trust others to apply meanings to our creations when our creations themselves should mature enough to speak out these meanings. Pushing it too far, we might be able to reach the universal divine, but might not be able to get back to ordinary humans. And either we build a natural creature or we contribute to build an artificial monster, and there is nothing really compromising between it. And the more we document reality, the more we have to live undocumented from the forces that try to control it. And out of our passions, we can all build our own traditions. We must all perform them in respect with others' traditions. And the total sterility reached to suit all social members becomes as horrific as a state of total deprivation. And a life example ought to inspire other lives and not be corrupted through the amplification of sedentary clerks. And the most radical way to break with schemes is to pursue our own schemes. And in a corrupted system, those who try to stay clean will in the end be accused of corruption. And while in nature we ought to be careful not to step on the high grass, in society we ought to be careful not to step on the cut grass, not to be beaten by the viper. And social control is the best way to hinder the natural evolution of humanity and experience all the consequences related to such hindering. And by defining a public place as a place where all our natural necessities can be taken care of, then there is almost none left. And the ideal situation is a variety of government and people being able to freely explore them to see which one suits their character best. And genius is the ability of squeeze out meaning from the tightest circumstances. And the more functional is a regime, the less we can expect any direct solidarity from one of its members. And even if we can inherit an establishment without effort, it is established to die unless we die for it. And the bigger is our property, the bigger is the ego of our emptiness within it. And it is not the drastic change that should matter, but how human consistency can make a permanent change. And the harder is the oppressor, the harder he or she ought to be oppressed. And right in the moment of being freed of their natural duties and being temporarily released from the social ones, humans find their most innocent play.